A showdown appears to be looming in Washington over tying increasing the debt ceiling with undoing the Affordable Care Act. And Eastern Shore Republican Andy Harris has put his support fully behind the effort instead of threatening to shut down the federal government. We caught up with a congressman during a town hall meeting last night in Fruitland and began with the Obamacare debt ceiling issue.
We're going to ask the president, if he wants a debt ceiling increase, to actually concede on the Affordable Care Act and either and delay it for a year and potentially just not spend any more money on it for a year.
Are you concerned then about the repercussions if indeed he doesn't sign off?
Let him make the argument to the American people who don't want us to raise the credit card limit that he wants us to not only raise the credit card limit, he wants us to actually increase the spending on the Affordable Care Act. I mean, let him make that argument to the American people. I don't think he can.
But you're not concerned that if he decides that he's not going to budge and the ceiling doesn't go up, its impact on the American economy, above and beyond the disagreement between you and the president?
Look, the president is the leader. Nobody made John Boehner the leader of the country. Nobody made Andy Harris leader of the country. The president's leader of the country. If the leader of the country wants to take us down that path of a default because he wants to stand firmly on a bill that is not can't be implemented in time, the majority of Americans disagree with, now a clear plurality by a 3-2 margin want actually to repeal, if he wants to take that position and drag the country down with it, that's his problem. I mean, I'm not here to save Mr. Obama from himself.
Why not just simply shut down the government?
Because we think that the government performs, we think there are important government functions. Look, I think what we're seeing is we're seeing the Senate not take up defense appropriations bills because they want to hold our men and women in the service hostage to this budget negotiation in September. I think it's a terrible way to do business. I think it doesn't do justice to those men and women who are serving. That's what the Senate is doing to it. I don't want to pick a fight with our men and women in uniform held hostage.
You indicated that you were concerned that Republicans in the end would get holding the bag if the government was shut down. Is that a political consideration as well?
No, I think there are politics involved because the president has the microphone. I mean, the president is the leader. The president will make it seem, he won't mention the fact that Mr. Reid over in the Senate hasn't passed the defense appropriation bill. So we're just not going to pick that fight with him because our men and women in uniform are caught in the middle. They are not caught in the middle on the debt ceiling negotiation.
We have a situation, obviously, in Egypt. President at this point has said that the aid to Egypt is under review. Do you favor pulling aid?
At this point in time, we should realize that Mr. Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood were not going to be good for the future of that region. The army, again, installed a new president. The Muslim Brotherhood is rising up against the army. I got to tell you, I think that we should support the opponents of the Muslim Brotherhood. Right now, those opponents are the army in Egypt. I think withdrawing aid at this point is another, the president come a little too late to this discussion. He has ignored Egypt for months. He has watched Mr. Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood take control of that country, doing nothing to stop it. And now it's come to this, and he is actually going to empower the Muslim Brotherhood even further if he doesn't help the Egyptian army.
Are you concerned about the violence that's taking place, particularly in regards to the army against the protesters?
The Muslim Brotherhood is an enemy of Western civilization. The Muslim Brotherhood are in dozens of countries around the Middle East where they foment rebellion and killing and suicide bombings. If we want to go after the people who really are doing the killing in the Middle East, it's going after the Muslim Brotherhood. If the Muslim Brotherhood win this struggle, it will doom the region.
Eastern Shore Republican Congressman Andy Harris during a town hall meeting in Fruitland last night. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.